content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services of the provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from the NOPBC.org, Reach for the Stars, setting high expectations for our blind children. The 2023 National Conference for Parents and Teachers, National Federation of the Blind National Convention, July 1 through 6, 2023, the Hilton Americas, Houston, Houston, Texas. Welcome to the 2023 NOPBC Conference. There is a list of insider information with links. The one I was interested in reading about is the Megan Benning Memorial Fund Technology Giveaway and Angel Pins. In loving memory of Megan Benning, the Megan Benning Memorial Fund Technology Giveaway for Blind Children will take place in room 340 A and B at 12 noon on Monday, July 3rd, right before our exhibitor fair and annual meeting. To be eligible for the drawing, the blind child must be 21 or younger, must be registered for the NOPBC conference, and must have a parent or guardian registered for the NOPBC conference. Each eligible child will receive 3 tickets for a chance to win. View items and put in tickets at the 40th anniversary celebration on the link above. Over $15,000 worth of technology will be given away. No more than 1 prize per person. Must be present to win. View tech items at https://nopbc.org/files/2023-06/2023mbmftechgiveawayflyer.pdf. Pick up tickets at NOPBC conference registration. See registration of info above. If you miss registration, contact Jean Benning. That's B-E-N-I-N-G. Only one N. B-E-N-I-N-G. At 507-380-9115 at the conference before the drawing. Support the fund by purchasing an angel pin. The list of assistive tech items being given away by the 2023 Megan Benning Memorial Fund include 1 Focus 14 Blue Refreshable Braille Display, 2 sets of Sensational Blackboard and Blackboard Mini, 1 Focus 40 Blue Refreshable Braille Display, 1 IRIE Buddy Embosser, 1 Braille Watch with a silver face and silver expansion band, 1 Math Window Basic Math Kit, 1 Basic D V5 Braille Embosser, 1 Victor Reader Stream, 1 Versa Slate Paperless Erasable Braille Slate and Stylus and Case, 1 Braille Buzz, 1 Juliet Pro 120, and 1 Janus Interline Braille Slate with saddle-shaped stylus and paper, 1 Polly P-O-L-L-Y, 1 Chameleon 20, 1 Mantis Q40, 1 Color Star, 1 Tactile Graphic Line Slate, 1 Eoni Watch, E-O-N-E, 1 Tactile Graphic Line Slate, 1 Echo Dot, 1 SHOKZ Open Run After Shocks Aerope Open Ear Bluetooth Bone Conducting Sport Headphones. From ncdhhs.gov, North Carolina Assistive Technology Program Announcement. The NC Assistive Technology Program, NCATP, will be hosting 3 adaptive recreation and gaming resource fairs. This is an opportunity for all to explore the many ways assistive technology can allow sports and recreational activities to be accessible. Click on the link for more information. The North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, NCATP, will be hosting its annual AT Expo on October 5, 2023, at the McKimmon Conference and Training Center in Raleigh, NC. What we do, The North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, NCATP, is a state and federally funded program that provides assistive technology services statewide to people of all ages and abilities. NCATP leads North Carolina's efforts to carry out the Federal Assistive Technology Act of 2004 by providing device demonstration, short-term device loans, and reutilization of assistive technology. We promote independence for people with disabilities through access to technology. Contact us at the NCATP Administrative Offices, 2801 Mail Service Center, Raleigh, NC 27699-2801. Telephone 919-855-3500. Confidential fax number 919-715-1776. NCATP is partially funded by grant number 1601 NCSGAT from the Administration for Community Living. The contents of this website are solely the responsibility of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of the Administration for Community Living. There is a hot link for the Administration of Community Living award information. From DisabilityRightsNC.org, firefighter first in NC to get accommodations for EMT exam. Trailblazer sets examples for others. I have wanted to be a firefighter since I was 5. A firefighter who was denied the disability-related accommodations he needed to take the NC Emergency Medical Technician, EMT, exam will now get those necessary accommodations under a landmark settlement between the firefighter and the NC Office of Emergency Management, OEMS. Austin Freit, F-R-E-I-D-T, a volunteer firefighter since his teens, became a professional firefighter in 21. In 2019, Mr. Freit sought to become an EMT to advance his firefighting career and fulfill a dream he's had since he was a child. I have wanted to be a firefighter since I was 5 years old, he said. But to work full-time in most firehouses today, you also have to be certified as an EMT and be available to respond to medical calls. When I asked OEMS for accommodations on the EMT exam, all I was asking for was an opportunity to take the test under conditions that allow me to demonstrate what I know. I'm grateful that we reached this settlement, and I am hopeful that my experience shows others like me not to assume they cannot have a career as a first responder just because they need accommodations. The OEMS, within the NC Department of Health and Human Services, DHHS, oversees the administration of the NC EMT exam for applicants throughout NC. Mr. Freit registered to take the EMT exam in 2019 after completing an EMT course and passing a practical skills test called the Scope of Practice Performance Evaluation. When he registered for the exam, Mr. Freit requested a paper copy of the 100 multiple-choice question EMT exam and a reader as accommodations for his reading disability. These are the same accommodations Mr. Freit received throughout high school and college and during examinations to obtain his firefighter certifications. In support of his request, Mr. Freit provided OEMS a professional evaluation explaining that he has a reading disability and processes information more quickly and accurately when he hears something read aloud and has a paper copy of the information to read from. Despite his documented need for these accommodations, OEMS repeatedly refused to provide them. The OEMS's long-standing policy has been to provide extra time, a distraction-reduced testing area, and enlarged font, and only these 3 accommodations, regardless of a person's disability-related needs. This landmark settlement marks the first time OEMS will provide a reader to an individual taking the EMT examination, and the first time it will provide a paper copy of the exam since moving to a computer-based testing system in 2018. The lawsuit filed in Davie County Superior Court in September 2021 sought to vindicate Mr. Freit's rights to accommodations under the NC Persons with Disabilities Protection Act. The settlement ensures Mr. Freit will have the opportunity to demonstrate his knowledge of emergency medical treatment and not be held back by unfounded stereotypes and assumptions about his abilities. Mr. Freit will also receive payment for attorney's fees and costs under the agreement. We celebrate this resolution with Mr. Fright, said Holly Stiles, Assistant Legal Director for Litigation at Disability Rights NC. It is inexcusable, nearly 40 years after the passage of the NC Persons with Disabilities Protection Act, that disabled people are still fighting for commonplace testing accommodations. People with disabilities must be given an opportunity to succeed, not summarily dismissed as incapable of pursuing a noble calling as a first responder based on outdated discriminatory notions of their ability to perform the job. Blanco Tacaberry, a law firm in Winston-Salem, brought the case on Mr. Fright's behalf, then enlisted DRNC to assist with trial. I could not be more pleased with the outstanding victory that was secured on Mr. Fright's behalf. From my earliest involvement with this matter, I was mystified by the state's refusal to grant Mr. Fright the common-sense accommodations to which he is clearly entitled under the law, said Chad Archer, an attorney with Blanco Tacaberry. That's spelled T-A-C-K-A-B-E-R-Y. Without the assistance and invaluable expertise offered by Disability Rights NC, I don't know what the state would ever have made its 180-degree about-face and voluntarily agreed to grant 100% of the relief demanded in Mr. Fright's lawsuit. As demonstrated by his choice of career, Mr. Fright is a person who meets challenges straight on. Born with hearing loss, Mr. Fright also uses cochlear implants, which are seen as a barrier to employment by some fire departments. Undeterred, at the recommendation of the chief of the Mocksville Fire Department, Mr. Fright completed the Mitchell Community College Fire Academy with honors, and in 2019 he was honored as the Mocksville Fire Department's Firefighter of the Year. Mr. Fright currently works for the Spencer Fire Department and the Kornatzer-Doolin Volunteer Fire Department and volunteers with the Davie County Rescue Squad and the Kornatzer-Doolin Volunteer Fire Department. His intent is to obtain his EMT and become a full-time firefighter. About Disability Rights North Carolina. Disability Rights North Carolina is the federally mandated protection and advocacy system in North Carolina dedicated to advancing the rights of all people with disabilities of all ages statewide. DRNC is an independent 501c3 nonprofit organization and a member of the National Disability Rights Network. Learn more about Disability Rights North Carolina at disabilityrightsnc.org. About Blanco Tacaberry. Blanco Tacaberry is a full-service law firm founded in 1974. It provides a wide range of legal services for businesses, professionals, and entrepreneurs. Blanco Tacaberry combines the experience and sophistication of a large firm with a level of personal service that our clients appreciate. Learn more about Blanco Tacaberry at blancolaw.com. Contact Holly Stiles, Assistant Legal Director for Litigation, Disability Rights NC, 919-856-2195, extension 228, holly.stiles@disabilitierightsnc.org. Chad Archer, attorney with Blanco Tacaberry, 336-293-9062, caa@blancolaw.com. Also from Disability Rights NC, 1915 Paragraph I services start July 1st. Attention all people in NC with disabilities who are living at home or in a group home, including people on Innovations Waiver wait list. 1915's Paragraph I services start July 1st. These are home and community-based services, HBCS, that will replace Paragraph 3 services for people who already have them and provide new services for others who have significant behavioral health needs, intellectual and developmental disabilities, and traumatic brain injury. You must have Medicaid to receive these services. They will be nearly identical to the B3 services, but you must apply for them. Reach out to your local management entity, managed care organization, LME/MCO, to find out if you are eligible. Examples of 1915i services are supported employment, community living and supports, individual and transitional supports, respite, community transition. FAQs. Will I lose my spot on the Innovations Waiver Waitlist if I use 1915i services? No. If you are on the Registry of Unmet Needs and are waiting for services, you will not lose your place on the waitlist by using 1915i services. Do I have to be in a tailored plan to get 1915i services? No. The 1915i services will be available through tailored plans, NC Medicaid Direct, and Children and Family Services Specialty Plan, CFSP, upon launch. Do some LME MCOs offer different 1915i services than others? No. The same package of 1915i services will be available in every LME MCO and tailored plan. If I get my services from an LME MCO or am already receiving B3 services, will I automatically qualify? No. You will need to get an independent evaluation to make sure you are eligible. Ask your LME MCO for an evaluation. Additionally, if you are eligible for 1915i services, you are eligible for tailored care management, care coordination. What happens to in lieu of services? Nothing. The 1915i services are separate from state-funded services and in lieu of services like community living. From the Facebook group Assistive Technology Community for the Blind and Visually Impaired, hosted by Blindy Girl, there are two articles I'd like to read to you. Posted June 27th, Media Kit, Product and Services Fact Sheet, currently iOS only. GoodMaps is excited to announce the release of GoodMaps Outdoors version 5. This new version boasts the incorporation of 3D audio announcements, improved accuracy, and the inclusion of navigational shortcuts. It's exciting to see a much-appreciated feature of Soundscape incorporated into GoodMaps Outdoors, becoming a further milestone in its evolution. I hope sponsors will enable even more features to be added to this powerful outdoor navigation application in the future, quote by Mike May, Sendero founder. When Microsoft Research announced it was sunsetting its Soundscape suite, users asked if it would be possible to incorporate similar functionality into GoodMaps Outdoors, which is why GoodMaps is delighted to announce the first version of an all-new feature. GoodMaps Outdoors integrated speech shortcut is as simple and as powerful as saying, "Create a route using GoodMaps Outdoors." The latest version also features its most accurate positioning ever in both iOS and Android apps, improving its ability to pinpoint addresses and points of interest considerably. It is wonderful to see the accumulation of 20-plus years of development, understanding, and feedback come to fruition and help provide independence for so many people. Quote by Neil Barnfather, GoodMaps CCO. For more information, visit goodmaps.com/apps/good-maps-outdoors. Established in 2019 at the American Printing House for the Blind, GoodMaps provides innovative and adaptable indoors mapping and navigation that enables everyone in the freedom and autonomy to discover and interact with the world around them. For additional information about GoodMaps, visit goodmaps.com. From Braille Teach, interactive Braille teaching device. Attention all aspiring Braille learners. Exciting news, Braille Teach is now open for pre-orders. The Braille Teach device has been created for any person with visual impairments to learn the Braille 6-dot code through 8 interactive games that teach the alphabet, numbers, and symbols within just 3 months. Pre-order your Braille Teach device now and be among the first to unlock the world of Braille literacy by visiting www.brailleteach.com. #BrailleTeach, #BrailleLiteracy, #PreorderNow, #AccessibilityMatters, #InclusiveEducation, #Empowerment. Posted by Shane Kehoe, Kehoe. Do you use assistive technology on your computer? You could earn money to test websites and apps working from the comfort of your own home. Fable is a digital accessibility company and is looking for new assistive technology users to join its community of accessibility testers. Sign up and learn more at www.makeitfable.com. Windows.com/community. We are currently looking for folks based in Canada and the U.S. who use Windows with screen magnification, Zoom text, Windows 11 OS magnification, and screen magnification on Mac. If you use a screen reader, please feel free to apply as well. But at this time, screen reader users are put on a waiting list. Join our community of accessibility testers, FABLE. From coolblindtech.com, these apps empower visually impaired users with virtual labels and image exploration. Posted June 25th. Visually impaired individuals can now leverage the power of two apps developed by a team at the University of Michigan to enhance their everyday experiences using iPhones. These apps, VisLens and Image Explorer, provide valuable features such as virtual labels for control panels and the ability to explore images through touch and audio feedback. VisLens acts as a real-world screen reader, allowing users to read labels on control panels by pointing at buttons of interest using their fingers. By utilizing smartphone cameras, users can comprehend and operate various interfaces found in their surroundings, including home appliances and public kiosks. By taking a picture of an interface, VisLens employs optical character recognition to automatically detect text labels. Users familiarize themselves with the layout on their smartphone touchscreen and can then move their finger across the physical control panel with the app vocalizing the button beneath the finger. Image Explorer, the second app developed by the team, enables visually impaired individuals to gain a deeper understanding of image content. By integrating advanced object detection and segmentation models, such as Meta's Detectron 2 Visual Recognition Library, Google OCR, and image analysis models, Image Explorer allows users to explore objects within an image and understand their relationships. When an image is uploaded, Image Explorer provides a comprehensive analysis, offering a general overview of the objects detected, relevant tags, and a descriptive caption. The app also features a touch-based interface, enabling users to explore the spatial layout and content of the image by interacting with different areas. How does Image Explorer stand out in terms of detail and description? Image Explorer sets itself apart by providing an unparalleled level of detail in its descriptions of objects within an image. It goes beyond basic identification and provides users with comprehensive information, such as the type of clothing a person is wearing, their activities, and the precise position of objects within the image. This rich level of description empowers visually impaired users to form a vivid understanding of the image's content, despite their visual impairment. Hundreds of visually impaired individuals have participated in user testing, providing valuable feedback to the team behind VisLens and Image Explorer. This feedback is instrumental in further refining the tools to ensure optimal performance and user satisfaction. Although Image Explorer is a more recent concept than VisLens, which made its debut in 2016, the team is continuously improving the apps based on user input. While some aspects, like the identification of clothing items, require further refinement, the overall results indicate the Image Explorer enhances users' ability to assess the accuracy of AI-generated captions. With public deployment, the team anticipates gathering additional feedback to adapt these tools to better suit users' needs. VisLens and Image Explorer exemplify the tremendous potential of technology in fostering inclusivity for visually impaired individuals. These apps provide virtual labels for control panels and enable detailed exploration of images, granting users greater agency and access to information. As these apps continue to evolve, driven by user feedback and advancements in AI models, they hold the promise of bridging the gap between visual content and accessibility, enhancing the lives of visually impaired users worldwide. Posted June 5th on coolblindtech.com, Empath Eyes designs VR simulator to replicate an individual's exact visual impairment. A mother of 17-year-old twins who have a rare genetic condition, diagnosed when they were babies, which impacts their sight, has designed new virtual reality software to let parents see life through their children's eyes. Sarah McCracken formed social enterprise Empath Eyes at Innovation Factory in West Belfast to produce a unique new system combining state-of-the-art software with the latest virtual reality technology to replicate an individual's exact visual impairment. The idea and passion came about when Sarah, CEO and founder of charity Angel Eyes NI, which supports blind and partially sighted children, began searching for a product that would let parents understand how their children see the world to help them advocate on behalf of their children and secure the right services. How does it work? The system, which provides 360-degree immersion with built-in eye tracking, can be specifically calibrated to recreate more than 30 eye conditions in a variety of settings such as a school classroom, a busy street, bus, or play park. She set about putting a team together to develop the product, including clinical lead Professor Jonathan Jackson, head of optometry at the Royal Victoria Hospital, and technology lead Dr. Alec Kingsnorth, an optometry expert and software developer who has worked at Aston University in Birmingham. Ulster University's Professor of Optometry and Vision Science, Catherine Saunders, has also joined the social enterprise as clinical lead trainer. How does this VR headset benefit the user? By simply putting this headset on, it can demonstrate to parents, carers, teachers, and others how the world looks to each visually impaired person so that they can fully understand how to make the best adaptations. When is it available? After trialing the product with professionals and caregivers, it was successfully launched in the UK and Ireland in 2022. Empath Eyes, which recently won a Tech for Good award from Digital DNA, will now be unveiled to an international audience at Vision 2023, a major conference in Denver that brings together professionals and researchers from around the world to share ideas and learn from each other to improve the lives of people with visual impairment or blindness. The profits of the school enterprise Social Enterprise, will help to fund the services of Angel Eyes NI to support families and children with a vision impairment. The organization is now located at Innovation Factory and has been supported by the team there. Innovation Factory is owned by Belfast City Council and operated on its behalf by Oxford Innovation Space. The £9.1 million business hub was funded by Belfast City Council and Invest NI with support from the European Regional Development Fund. I infer the NI stands for Northern Ireland. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Have a happy, peaceful, and uneventful July 4th, and guard your poor little doggies from the fireworks displays. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time, I will not have a show on July 4th.